Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Februane Cube.
If I don't recover these dark souls, then the world's gonna end.
You got it.
Shit.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Crams. That's right, bitch, we're back.
Good morning, gamers.
Thumb Crams is a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. It is Februame 2.
That's true, the sequel to the much beloved Februame Cube.
And like Februame Cube, Februame Tube,
yes,
sadly has had to come to an end. This is the last week of Februame
Tube. All good things must end.
Yeah, that's true.
Human lives.
Don't be sad that it's over. Be sad that it happened. And joining us this week for the last week of Februame Tube is our good friend, Beck Petratus.
Hello.
It's back.
Whoa. Oh, my God. I can't believe this is the big finale.
It's actually insane that this is the first time you've been on Thumb Crams.
Yeah.
It actually makes me sick that we haven't had you on earlier.
I'm here in the studio every time. I'm hiding in the corner.
But we never give you a mic.
No, and you
that's
never
messed
see
up
me
of us. Yeah.
It is messed up. I mean, I do hide in the walls. I don't like
in the walls.
In the walls.
In the walls. I'm scurrying around.
Okay. It's good to scurry.
I guess that's less on us now if you're in the walls. If you're in the room and we just ignored you, rude.
Yeah.
If you're in the walls.
Hey, you can still put a microphone up to the wall and I could sort of shout through it.
I wouldn't be like, hey, you hear that scurrying? I'm just going to
mic up the wall.
Possums have a lot to say if you let them say it.
Hey, could that be Beck?
Let's mic up the wall. Let's find out. And today we are looking at Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem.
Hubba hubba.
And other games.
Damn, this is one of those games that I've always wanted to play.
Let me tell you, brother, you want to play this game.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Eternal Darkness is a game that... It's a horror game. Mm-hmm. It was famous when it first came out. It was the first mature-rated Nintendo-published game on the GameCube.
Really?
Something that they never did again until Geist.
Whoa!
Which was one of the last games on the GameCube.
That's crazy.
So, it came out in 2002, so it's not quite a launch title, but it is floating around the start of the GameCube.
Yeah.
And it's basically a survival horror game that Nintendo made.
That's crazy.
It has never been ported to another system.
Yeah.
It has never got a sequel. There was a failed Kickstarter for it, and nothing happened.
That's sad.
And yeah, this game is really, really strange, very satisfying, has an Edgar Allan Poe vibe to it.
Yeah.
But it's also, because it's a GameCube game, just very strange, and we'll get into it as well, but it also has the famous sanity meter.
Yes,
which really makes the game truly scary.
Yeah,
and also kind of prescient, like that. We all have one of those.
Yeah.
It feels like.
That's true.
You can see it in the corner of your eye.
You feel it more than ever these days.
Like internal Google Glass.
Yeah. So, like when I first started playing this game, I'd heard that it's kind of like a cult classic.
Yeah.
I don't know how well it actually sold when it came out, but people talk about it. It's often on top 20 horror games of all time. It'll be there. And because it had never been ported or anything, I was like, maybe it's not actually that good. But playing this was like when I played Silent Hill 2 the first time, where I was like, it's wild that no one has been able to.
One of the few times you can say the game is alright.
Yeah, it is rare.
Yeah, oh brother, it's the rarest.
And it turns out that I didn't really know how this game worked properly at all before playing it. So it starts and it's like pretty like Resident Evil remake-y.
Oh yeah.
Spooky. Spooky town.
The game starts with your character Alex having a bad dream.
Oh yeah.
Where you fight. You've got a shotgun in your dream. You play the dream straight away.
Yeah, nice.
You've got a shotgun. You get attacked by three monsters, and then you, your grandfather's like Alex, and then you wake up in a cold sweat. The phone's ringing, and it's the police being like, "Hey, come to your grandparents'
you
house. Something
to the
bad's
mansion.
Happened."
Yeah.
Go to the mansion. Police chief has walked out of goddamn like Twin Peaks or Buffoon Police Department because he's like, "Hey, sorry to call you in the middle of the night like that. Hey, we just need you to come look at this terrible crime scene and
that's awesome.
Let us know, is this your grandfather?" And then your character's like, "Oh my God," because there's blood everywhere. And like,
is it like so much viscera that you're like, "I don't know."
Yeah.
It could be. It but just there's looks
also,
like meat, dude.
But there's also like a blanket over the guy. Yeah. Again, 2002. So you got to remember, the graphics aren't like they're good, but they're
They can't make corpses yet. True to the eye.
They can't
look at that and go, "That's no dead body."
I can tell the difference.
I can tell. Yeah. That's just polygons.
And yeah, like with this scene, I was like, "Oh, that's really violent," but I can tell. Okay, so this game won't scare me because it can't show me things that I'm like, "Oh, yuck," because to me it looks like Play-Doh.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, character's like, "Oh my God," and then they're like, "Well, something bad happened to him. You should probably stay at the mansion and figure out what's going on." And then you play as Alex, who explores the mansion. You find the Eternal Darkness tome.
Oh, no. It's never good, dude.
So then you find pages from it, and those pages are like diary entries, basically, but from distant relatives. So it jumps around in time, and
I have heard this, yeah.
Also, there's like this huge... Because again, Edgar Allan Poe, this huge, horrible, fleshy god.
Yeah, yeah.
With eyes and tentacles
And that's in real life as well. Yeah. That's good that they finally put that in game.
Yeah, so that's in game.
Yeah.
So like the first page you read takes you back to like the Romans where you're the soldier that first finds this god and then gets turned into a skeleton
man.
Do
you play as the Roman man?
Yeah.
That's cool. Ah.
And then you find this horrible god thing. It turns you into a skeleton because you failed the test and now you're going to serve the god. Damn. And then it jumps to like 1000 AD.
Whoa, caveman mode.
Oh no, sorry, 1000. No, AD. Not caveman.
No, not caveman. BC. Bible times?
Yeah. Bible times would be zero. 1000's like middle ages.
Oh.
Well, it's early middle ages. Anyway, you're playing as a different character. Exploring old times, find a blowgun. It's all happening. Yeah. Anyway, this segment introduces a sanity meter, which at this point in the game, I was like, "Oh, this is fun. This is like more action packed than like the early Resident Evil games, but it still does play in a similar way where set cameras and." But I was like, "Oh, you've got like a sword and stuff." Anyway, the sword breaks, you get a blowgun, sanity meter gets introduced. Anytime you see a monster, your sanity meter drops. You kill the monster. Doesn't change it. Leave the room, sanity meter stays low. The only way you can get it up is when you down a monster, there's like a finishing move. And if you kill the enemy with your finishing move, that puts your sanity back up.
And then you go to therapy.
Yeah.
And this is the level where you sit down and you go like, "I saw monsters." And they go, "No."
I don't think that's true, actually.
I'm sorry to hear that, but that didn't happen.
What a weird take on therapy I just did as well. Like, you go in, you tell them your problems, I go, "No."
No. Actually, no. Dude, you sound so crazy right now.
I have like anxiety or maybe depression. Wrong.
No, I don't think so.
Go outside.
You seem fine to me, dude. Cry in front of me, then we'll see. Can't do it? Okay.
I'm
going to diagnose you with liar.
Pathological.
Yeah.
But you do get good drugs for that.
Yeah.
That's true. Hey, that's true.
So sanity meter effects. So if you're unfamiliar with Eternal Darkness, it's famous because when the sanity meter goes low, the game messes with you.
Yeah.
It messes with your character, but it also messes with you, the player.
Hate that.
So the first thing that happens, experience I got, and I don't know if...
You don't know if it's randomized?
I don't know if it's randomized, and I don't know if, like, it's as the game goes on, the different things get added, and then it's randomized. Or if it's like, hey, if your sanity's low for this part of the game, then this happens.
Yeah, okay.
But in this part, All of a sudden, the screen just slowly tilted to Dutch angle.
Oh,
I know. So it's because it's a fixed camera. So all of a sudden, I'm like, this is so disorientating.
Yeah.
And the background music just started having like this like distorted like scream started just being mixed in.
Cool.
And then a bit of laughing as well. And I was like, I'm in hell now. I've gone to hell.
That sucks. Such a shame that they stopped doing that kind of... Like, I don't think I've played a survival horror that's done...
Does Amnesia do that?
No, I'm actually going to review an Amnesia game today, which is crazy. But no, it doesn't. The Amnesia games don't do that at all. Wait,
and also, I am the one real fear I have. I'm not really scared of many things.
Yeah.
Spiders are cool, they're chill. Snakes are cool,
snakes
whatever.
Snakes are awesome.
Death.
Yeah.
The rocks.
I'm genuinely very scared of, like... glitchy stuff.
I don't know
why. There's something, I think because as a kid I was once watching, there was a great show called Bangers and Mash.
Yeah, I remember
we had Bangers and Mash.
About monkeys, monkeys running around a cartoon.
Yeah.
And something went wrong with the ABC broadcast and sort of froze in a creepy way. Then I think something went wrong with the TV and the off button didn't work.
Whoa!
Which, I think there was like something went
Haunted Bangers and Mash.
Haunted Bangers and Mash.
Haunted
so
bangers
I think that has made it so that if I play a game like that, I'm having the worst time.
Yeah. I think as well.
So like the Dutch angle and the screaming in the background and it's slowly fading in and whatever, that's scary. But do you know about the other stuff this game does?
Oh, God, no. What does it do?
So there's stuff like it comes up with the volume meter for like your TV over the top of the game and turns it down and then randomly just turns it back on.
I genuinely cannot play this game. It will scare me in a real way.
There's parts where like it will pull up the GameCube memory card screen and say that it's erasing your memory card.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
There's a part where like you can just be walking around and all of a sudden your character's head just gets
falls
stuck
off.
And comes off, so there's blood, but then you're still walking around without a head.
So cool.
I cannot play this game.
Yeah.
Do you think part of it is that as children of the 90s, we were using like early computers that were temperamental?
Yeah.
And the internet in the early days, where it was very easy to glitch everything out and wreck the family computer. You go on LimeWire or a filthy website.
Yeah.
And then pretty quickly you get a virus. Mom and Dad are asking, why doesn't Windows 98 didn't work anymore.
My dad used to, because he was computer man.
Yeah.
He loved computer.
Yeah. Mm.
He would play like pranks on us, I've realized now. Like he installed a thing called sheep.exe, which I don't know if you remember. It was just a sheep that would run around on your Windows thing.
Oh, yeah.
But he put it on there and I just turned the computer on one day and it was there. And I was like, what is this sheep? And dad's like, virus. I can't believe it. I can't believe you've how'd you get this virus on the computer? And it was a sheep. That's it was just a sheep. It was a nice little sheep and it just ran around your screen.
But when
I was like, this is a virus. I've destroyed the computer forever.
The family computer is unusable. There's a sheep.
Because
now.
I turned it on.
What am I to do?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And for me, because every time the family computer got a virus, it was inevitably because I'd watched pornography. Inevitably, it was I'd watched some porn on because back then there were no safe websites. So if the computer broke, not only was I in trouble for breaking the computer, I was also in trouble for watching pornography. So I think that's where the fear of glitches, you know.
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, Catholic Church did a lot to try and make people kind of scared of porn.
Yeah.
But that feels like an actual better education of like,
You will wreck the family computer because you clicked on a pop-up ad.
That's real.
That's
real fear.
That's real shit there.
That's real.
I've just looked up some more sanity effects. So there's one where if you're shooting at an enemy, your character will turn and shoot you, the player, like as in shoot at the TV.
I hate that. No.
That's so funny.
When your character's head falls off, it levitates on the screen and starts reciting Hamlet.
What the hell?
I appreciate everything they're doing, but I hate it. Yeah. I cannot play this game.
The TV will just turn off.
That's so cool. The only game I can think of and I'm sure there are other examples, but the only one I can think of in recent memory is the first Arkham Asylum game.
Oh, yeah, when you die.
There's like a point in the game where you die, and then it takes you back to the very opening of the game, and it plays the opening just like as though it was normal, and then it slowly reveals to you that actually you've been Joker-gassed or some shit.
See, this is interesting because the one I remember, the other game that gave me proper fear was Animal Crossing on the GameCube. Animal Crossing on the GameCube.
Yeah.
If you reset the game a little guy called Mr. Rossetti would come. I don't know if you guys know this man.
This fella.
Mr. Rossetti, he's a mole. He would pop up. He would go like, how dare you? How dare you reset the game because you clearly screwed something up and you were just like trying to avoid it. How dare you? He'd come out and he would yell at you, right?
Yeah.
When you booted the game up. If you did this enough times, I can't remember how many times, he would pop up and he would go, this is it. That's it. I've warned you. I've given you all the warnings you want. Do you know about this, by the way?
No.
Animal Crossing.
I know about Mr. Rossetti, but goes, I didn't know that there was a final consequence.
Yeah, he's like, I've warned you. I've warned you enough times. This is it. I'm deleting your save file.
Whoa!
I'm deleting your save file. Your save file is gone. You should have learned. You shouldn't have reset. Screen goes black.
No.
GameCube logo comes up.
Yeah. No!
And you go, that happened to me.
Is it a trick?
Yes! Okay. And then the game comes back and he goes, well, now you've learned your lesson. Even saying Mr. that Rossetti. Story, look at this. Can you see the actual goosebumps I have? Those are real goosebumps.
That's
stuff.
That really got you, dude. That's crazy.
Because it happened to me at a friend's house and I did it on there. Like, because you could have four houses. I had a house and it was happening to me and I was like, what do we do? Do we turn it off again? How do we get out of this? Ah!
Oh,
you thought you'd accidentally reset your friend's save?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
I think the Nintendo logo actually came up rather than the GameCube logo.
That's so scary.
I think it went Nintendo. I think it's like the thing that comes
at
the start of the game.
That's so scary, dude. Save files war. I remember, I get two save file stories.
Yeah.
A friend of mine had, and this is fully Jeffed, on Donkey Kong 64. A notoriously son of a bitch game.
Yeah.
They were nearly done. They were like 98%.
Oof.
And they hadn't saved. Somehow, maybe it was. Or maybe
I'm gonna vomit. You're already done.
I forget what it was. Maybe it was a PlayStation game. Maybe it wasn't. I thought it was Donkey Kong 64. It was some game. They hadn't saved all of their progress, and their cat just turned it off, and they just lost everything.
Oof.
And then one for me is I remember lending my friend my copy of Pokemon Blue when I was like, I don't know, seven. Yeah. And they beat it for me? They beat the Elite Four.
That's good.
I wanted to do it. I remember them being like, oh, here it is, dude. I finished the game for you. And I was like, I just lent it to you. I was so distraught. I was crying on mom's lap being like, he finished my game. And mom was probably like, what the hell? I cannot fathom what has happened. Oh, man.
Look, just last two sanity effects that I think are very funny. One, bugs start crawling out from the side of the screen, so it looks like there's bugs on the inside of your TV. And
I saw that on TikTok recently. There was ant in a TV screen.
And the other one is also, it thanks you for playing the demo.
Oh. That's
a good
one.
Hey, thank you so much for playing the Eternal Darkness Sanity's Requiem demo. Please be sure to check out the full game coming soon, Sanity's Redemption.
And part of why these all would have worked so well is that you're presumably a kid playing it on your GameCube. You're not ever thinking that the game's going to do this to you.
No.
I could just imagine the confusion where it's like, oh, thanks for playing the demo, of being like, did I buy the demo somehow?
These ones are less exciting because it's not really, well, one, it changes the channel, so it goes to like AV2.
Yeah.
So then the screen just goes black, and then you hear your character dying, even though they didn't actually die, the game pauses.
That rocks.
But then, even stuff like you reload when your sanity is too low and your character just shoots their arm off accidentally or shoots themselves in the stomach.
Genuinely great.
I think that's so cool.
But
really cool.
And also, I cannot stress enough that all of these things happen, but it doesn't kill you.
Yeah.
It's just
to mess with you.
Yeah.
That's even more fun. As a game mechanic, it is surprising that there hasn't been.
Yeah.
To my, not in recent memory, like you're saying, I can't remember.
I genuinely can't think of any horror franchise that's done anything similar.
Yeah.
You would think.
Apart from the Super Bowl last year when they did that commercial where it looks like it was flicking through your stuff on the TV. Get it back.
Or the end of She-Hulk where She-Hulk goes into Disney Plus. Get out of there, She-Hulk.
You can't be in my Disney Plus. That's where my show's are.
That's where Taylor Swift lives.
You're going to wreck The Simpsons.
She would have wrecked The Simpsons. If she had her chance, she would have gone into The Simpsons and she would have I don't know, probably rescued Lisa, and then The Simpsons would have been Lisa-less.
Oh, no, dude. I don't want to imagine.
Yeah.
A Lisa-less Simpsons.
I can't even fathom Simpsons. It, dude.
Lisa-less Simpsons.
It's a beautiful name.
Sounded like just French Simpsons. Lisa-less Simpsons.
So yeah, Eternal Darkness, it rocks so much.
Yeah, it
I'm gonna
amazing.
Obviously keep playing it. Yeah. It never got a sequel. It never got ported anywhere. The rumors of a sequel popped up as recently as the Wii U title, Wii U library.
Mm. Wii U would have been a good console for it.
Were you Wii U people?
I had a friend who I didn't like very much, but they had a Wii U, and I would go to their house and play Wii U.
I
never had a Wii U until a couple of years ago where we got one cheap, and then I was like, hell yeah, Wii U.
Yeah. Yeah. You a Wii U person?
I got a Wii U.
Yeah. Yeah.
I drove out to the middle of nowhere to get a Wii U.
Yeah, smart.
It's a fabulous console.
It's a beautiful console. I really did enjoy it.
Yeah,
I think it was goofy and silly.
I think the one problem with the Wii U currently now is that all of the, like, hidden gem games are now just on the Switch.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
So, like, you're not really missing out on much. But it's not like...
The experience is different, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was
yeah.
fun
yeah.
having the screen. Anyway,
absolutely.
Yeah,
so...
I will say that, yeah, like...
Oh, this will come up later for me.
This... Oh!
I just realized this is
that's
a
exciting.
Spoiler.
Bit of sizzle. No,
but a boo.
I think this is...
Boogadaboo. Boogadaboo.
I think this is what makes GameCube so exciting still, yeah. is like a lot of the games are just stuck there.
Yeah, 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 for yeah. sure.
Like Eternal
like
Darkness.
Eternal Darkness.
I can't
dude.
Believe it's never been put... Well, I can. Nintendo just will...
They'll just do that shit.
To give us GameCube games in a frustrating way.
So Nintendo apparently have constantly renewed the Eternal Darkness trademark. Which is constantly stirring rumors of sequels or re-releases.
That makes me feel like there's been one guy who's like, I will get it on the next yeah. console for the last 20
oh,
years.
Oh, no. Silicon Knights, the company that made Eternal Darkness, has had a lawsuit with Epic Games.
Oh,
so there's
done. That's it. They're cactus.
That's, yeah.
That's so sad, man. That's so sad.
Yeah, so goodbye, Silicon Knights. Although, what games did they make? They made Eternal Darkness.
Yeah.
Oh, they made Metal Gear Solid The Twin Snakes as well.
Oh,
like
what?
The remake of yeah, Metal yeah. Gear Solid 1 for GameCube. Another game that people love that's stuck on
that's
the freaking
GameCube.
So many of them, those tiny discs.
Yeah.
yeah.
They made an Xbox 360 game called Too Human, which I'm going to guess, Jackson, you've played and loved.
I have played it. I don't think I loved it. It was...
Is that about you? Is that a
it's just every single...
You are the most human person.
Every single time a game that just has the most generic game name in the world comes up, Jackson's like, yeah, me and my friend used to play yeah. that.
It's always the same friend, too. No, it's a Too Human.
Yep. Let us know.
I think it was about, from memory, check me, see if I'm right on mm-hmm. this. Let me just...
And you think it was about...
Let me just put my cards
okay,
in my
yeah.
hand.
So
you are like gods, but you're like alien weird gods. But you're actually secretly like the Norse pantheon?
Yeah, that's it.
I know it.
Huh.
It's like it's like Asgard in the MCU kind of thing,
yeah.
where it's like they're gods, but they just seem technologically advanced.
And it had
yeah.
like a kind of God of War, like the old God of War vibes in
mm-hmm.
like terms of playstyle. Yeah, I played Too Human.
Brother, you played the shit out of this game
yeah.
and you ticked everybody. This is the most right you've ever been about a video game.
This is the most right I maybe have ever been.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me just revel in it a little bit.
Mm.
I wish it was about something better.
Would
it
you
didn't
know?
Last.
Would you know? There's a GameCube game I've been trying to figure out what it's called for
uh-huh.
a while. Do you want?
Yeah, yeah. Hit us up.
This
Let's
is hang on. All right, this is a FebuWame Tube quiz. Listeners, play along. Let us know if you get it before we do.
Obscure GameCube game. What did I play? Was it a friend's house?
So, just question. Do you know the answer to this?
No.
Okay, sweet.
I like.
No. This is good.
That's the best of quizzes.
This is good.
I don't know what I answer. Actually, I probably do. Like, it's probably in here
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, but just
no. But yeah, I just wanted to
unlock.
I wasn't sure if there was a correct answer, or if we're just going to need to like throw names at you until you're like, oh, it might have been that.
So there was a video game I played. You are a lady.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
You're a lady. It's a big castle.
Right.
I think it's cards, maybe. You have cards or you're capturing monsters.
Okay.
That sounds like Bat and Kytos.
No.
Okay.
Because I don't know. See, I feel like I will recognize. I think it's like a really simple, like, two-word thing. Like,
is it so like...
Bloop blah
blah. Okay.
Blah,
you played
blah.
It at
I
a
mean,
friend's
you just
house.
Said
hoop
similar.
Blah blah. You're a lady in a castle collecting cards.
But the cards are monsters, and you collect all these monsters to fight and defeat other monsters.
Yeah. That could also be... Was it definitely GameCube?
Yes.
Okay.
No question in my mind.
3D, just like kind of like 3D models.
Yeah, 3D. And it was blue. The cover was blue, and it had the lady on it. And she was going... And you can't see that on podcast. But
she
I'm
was pouting.
She was pouting.
So
like,
it definitely wasn't this cover.
Let me look at it. No.
Okay. No. Did, was she?
Part of me is like, it might have had Lost in the title.
Lost. Is it Lost Ocean?
No.
It's called Lost. There is a Lost GameCube game.
Oh, I just found it. Can I answer my own quiz?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's called Lost Kingdoms.
Lost Kingdoms.
Show us the
looks
cover.
Like this.
Hey.
There we go. She's doing it. She's going, there's
hey.
A monster.
Whoa. Do you want to hear something wild about Lost Kingdoms?
Yeah.
It was made by FromSoft.
Whoa!
So they made Lost Kingdoms. They made Lost Kingdoms 2, and then they were making a little Dark Souls.
That's crazy, dude.
I loved this game, and I would love to play it again, but I hazard a guess that it is trapped on the GameCube.
Yes, I believe you might be right.
Platforms. GameCube.
Yeah, there we go.
Hang on, let's...
GameCube truly is a prison for interesting games.
And I can't wait to see on eBay how much it would cost me.
Well,
to
knowing
play this
that
game
it's
again.
Made by the same people that made Dark Souls.
You might be struggling there.
Lost Kingdoms.
You might be
GameCube.
Struggling.
GameCube.
I'm going to guess.
But what if it's only $20?
I'm going to guess 50.
Okay, so
guess.
The problem with.
John. 45.
45.
That's pretty. That's actually all
way
right.
Cheaper than I was
gonna say. And I think it's because it is so obscure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because no I was going to say, GameCube library unfortunately has a thing where the cheapest pre owned GameCube game is about $30 Australian. Even buying like a FIFA 03,
yeah.
That'll set you back $20 to $30.
That's crazy.
But I think
dude.
It's because those discs are so beautiful and you get them out, yeah. You look at the tiny disc, they're yeah. So shiny.
It is nice.
Yeah, you get
I
to
agree.
Just sit there going, ugh,
it's
like
been
shining in
a
your
long
eyes.
Time, I think, since the video game physical media was pretty. You
yeah.
Know? It's just CDs now or
although,
not a digital download.
Blu-rays are exciting to look at because yeah. They've got a blue tint on the back.
That is
do,
cool.
They do.
That
it's
is
nice.
Cool.
So PS5 games, they look all right.
I liked when you could see like on DVDs how much a DVD has been used. Like you could see where the thing goes
yeah.
To.
Whoa,
did
yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
I saw an old form of media recently, which was...
VHS?
Yeah, it was crazy,
what
dude.
What the heck is that?
How did they how even work? No, it was like, imagine... Gigantic floppy disks, like the size of a record,
yeah.
But slightly bigger, and they were movies. And so you're
talking about laser discs?
No, it's not laser disc. I forget what it's called. It's like a weird old. There was like a guy
floppy
on,
movie,
floppy movie,
floppy movie,
floppy movie.
And you would put it in. I watched a guy like use it on TikTok or something, and he had like you had to get a special device where you like put it in, and it was like chunk. And then you pulled it out again, and
cha-chunk.
Then you could watch it. The sounds were spectacular.
I love a cha-chunk.
It was a really good cha-chunk. If I could remember the name of it, I'd say it.
That's
but I can't.
Floppy
yeah, that's
movie.
Fair enough.
It's floppy movie. Floppy movie.
Yeah. Putting in a like a tape into a tape player, like a VHS into a VCR, that was satisfying.
Absolutely.
And when the DVD players, like a PlayStation does it as well, yeah. But like I like when you're pressing the media and you're pressing it, and then you feel that the system is like, I've got it from here, and then it takes it out of your hand.
It's the best.
It's satisfying.
I got
genuinely
this body.
Poetic and beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway, Eternal Darkness, 5 thumbs.
Yeah.
It lived up to the hype.
That's crazy.
And
I'm so
putting
glad.
It in the same category as Silent Hill 2 of like, I need to go back to these games and play them and be spooked.
Yeah.
And look, maybe... It's just going to be stuck on the GameCube forever. Like how Silent Hill 2, the only good way to play it is stuck on the PS2 forever. Because every time Konami try to port it or remake it, they shit their pants.
Oh, yeah.
And look, there is a remake of Silent Hill 2 coming out this year. Will it be good?
Guardians of Gold.
Anything
dude.
Can be good, but it looks bad.
Yeah.
It just
and,
looks like a Resident Evil
the
game,
Lost
yeah.
Message, the Silent Hill... like demo-y thing yeah. That's PT-esque.
Is that on PS5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've
We're
heard...
We're doing that on Gamer Game this week.
Hell yeah.
Quick, get off this podcast! Go look at this YouTube video instead!
Hurry.
Get over there! No, don't stay here.
Well,
do,
you,
both.
Do
both!
Do both! More than once!
If you want, you can head to Gamey Gamey Game. So just yeah. Head to YouTube, type in Gamey Gamey Game. Just click on whatever the first video comes up,
yeah.
But then just mute that and then just keep listening to the podcast.
Generally,
the-
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
The more views we get,
yeah.
The more I love it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think it'll have a sort of a Wizard of Oz Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, it could line up.
Evan will be saying everything I am somehow.
So have you played the new Silent Hill demo yet?
Not yet,
okay.
But I will.
It has it's some truly horrific... implications.
Really?
Yeah, it's very controversial.
Okay.
Like ethically?
Yeah, I think, if I remember correctly, I know that it deals with suicide in a very bad way.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
But I also think that it ties COVID into Silent Hill.
Oh, that's an interesting
Which is
choice.
Interesting.
Yeah, what?
Huh?
Is it Silent Hill as well, where they did that very weird, very loathed, like... It was like a full motion video movie.
Yeah, and you had to vote on what the next thing happens in it. Yeah, that was Silent Hill. Yeah. That was also last year.
Yeah. It was not good.
Happening.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, five thumbs for Eternal Darkness.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
That rocks.
Hey, Konami, don't remake Silent Hill 2. Or maybe do. Keep doing it until you get it right.
Yeah.
Have another crack.
How many times a charm or whatever?
Yeah. Anyway, Jackson, what have you been playing?
So,
you mentioned it before, but tell us again.
So I played Amnesia Rebirth. The third game in the Amnesia series. So I, back in, who knows when I was in my early 20s, I played Amnesia The Dark Descent, or whatever the first one was called.
The Dark Descent, you nailed it.
Baby, I hated it.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Gotta pull the door too slow or whatever.
A lot of people really loved that game, and I was very excited, because I like a horror game, I'm a horror guy. But I think if you're doing a horror puzzle game, you're really gonna thread that needle between puzzle and horror, and Amnesia The Dark Descent was so much puzzle and so little horror, and I just remember every puzzle felt like it was like, there's 8 cogs spread around this part of the castle, and 10 levers, and the levers need to match up with the cogs, and there's 1 note in another part of the castle that gives you another puzzle to figure out this puzzle, and all the while some ghoul is chasing you, and I'm not scared of him, every time he caught me I was just annoyed. Anyway, I finished that game, but I hated it. And then I saw on the Xbox Game Pass that the other Amnesias are there. I hear The Bunker, which is the most recent one, is really good, and a complete change-up of how the game works. I'd really be interested to play that. But I was like, I'd like to play Amnesia Rebirth, because it's got a cool setting.
Yeah.
The story is, you've crashed in the desert in like the late 1930s. Then you wake up heavily pregnant and go into some spooky caves. The spoilers for the story.
Well, let's hear that spoiler song.
The greatest song we've ever made.
Spoiler! Spoiler!
Spoiler!
Let's get it spoiled in here.
So we've just showed Beck the spoiler song, and you would have all heard it.
And loved it.
And Beck, you're a big fan, right?
I'm a big fan. I stand by this. Mm-hmm. I endorse it. Beck 2024.
And obviously,
like a presidential bid.
Yeah.
We're now going to hear spoilers about Amnesia Rebirth until you hear the spoiler song a second time.
Exactly.
Which means that the spoilers are now over.
So if you heard the spoiler song, you got to skip forward 10 seconds, 15 seconds, whatever it is, till you hear the spoiler song again, then you know you're in safe territory.
Yes!
It's the perfect system.
And at first, people were like, you should change that. And I was like, all right, it's really unpleasant to listen to. Yeah. And people have asked for it to change. And our good friend Andrew Levins did sing a spoiler song.
Yeah.
Last time he was on, I could just use that instead. But now I've gone full circle. I'm digging my heels in. Yeah.
It's a good song.
There's a lot of podcasts out there that are listenable. But there's not many aren't.
Not us, baby. Not us.
Something you can't sleep to at all.
Yeah.
Yes. It will wake you up.
Yeah.
So Amnesia Rebirth does this thing that I didn't really realize is a trope I really love, but now after playing this game.
It's scary.
I finished. Well, it's a bit scary, but it's not very terrifying or whatever, but it does this great trope where you're in the desert, you wake up, you're pregnant, you've got this like weird device on your wrist, and when you activate it, you can open these portals to this like alien dimension. But the alien dimension is like, it's like post-apocalyptic, like something terrible happened there. And slowly you discover that there was this queen of the aliens,
mm-hmm.
And she was ruling things or whatever, and they were harvesting people of Vitae, which is, I think, a reoccurring thing in the story,
yep,
in all of the different games, which is basically the substance you can only get from people if you torture the shit out of them.
Oh my god.
And so,
do you know what that borrows from?
Yeah.
The movie Martyrs.
Well, yeah. Does Martyrs do the same thing? Isn't Martyrs about like a nun?
No.
That's maybe the martyr or
that
something.
That could be nun. You could be thinking of...
It's a story about a nun and she like ends up setting herself on fire. That's how the movie ends.
No, you're talking about Saint.
I keep wanting to say Saint Maud. Is it Saint Maud?
It is Saint Maud. Yeah. So you wanted to say Saint Maud because that is the movie you're talking about. Also, spoilers for Saint Maud, I guess.
Thank God it's in the spoiler section. Anyway, they're just every time I was in that, and it's like a very old Lovecraft trope. Like it happens a lot in those stories where you just end up in this completely alien landscape where it's just horrible, but it's horrible and dead. And every time I ended up there, when I was doing some of the puzzles, obviously that always kind of takes away from the horror because you're just thinking like, where's this plug go or whatever. But anytime I just had to navigate through this like nasty, misty, constantly like racked by these horrible storms, beautiful skyboxes that are like green and nasty or whatever, it just was so effective and I just wanted to be out of there and back in the desert. And I just think it rocked. I really liked it. I don't think I'd heard bad things about Rebirth, but I'd heard people say it wasn't as scary or that it didn't, I don't know, but it felt super cosmic horror, which I adore, so I had such a good time with it. Also, you being pregnant the whole time is crazy, and in retrospect, they don't ever really explain this, but the baby will, like, you become more pregnant over the course of the game till there's a sequence, and I've never experienced this in a game before, where I don't think you're on a real timer, but you wake up after a bunch of Jeff shit has happened to you in the desert, and your water breaks, and they're like, get to medical help. And you're stomping, clutching your big pregnant belly through the desert.
You gave birth in a game.
You give birth in a game. And there's a weird...
And in real life. I was like, in my house.
Do I have to call Frictional Games? What do I do with my amnesia baby?
Hello, it's me, Jackson Jr. I'm your son.
Back when games came with an instruction booklet, it would be in here. But I don't even have a number to call.
Yeah, look after me.
Okay. Babe, we got a baby.
I came out of my dad.
How? You know the amnesia games? No? Hang on, I'm coming in there.
What should I do?
You just, it's Daddy. Crazy my baby's already talking.
Yeah, that's really.
I was born from
He's getting... He sounds like he's growing as I speak. Maybe he'll just become a man and leave my house.
Yeah, there's a choice to make a baby a man's voice. Yeah, yeah.
Daddy, really I'm good. Growing.
Hello, it's me.
Daddy, I'm well now. I must go off to make my fortune.
Goodbye, father. It is time for me to head to work.
I never even named that guy. That's crazy.
Well, he came born as Jackson Jr.
Oh, that's true. He came out named. That's wonderful.
And then maybe the amnesia is that you forget he existed. Forget.
Just like, why do I ever saw Gooch? What's that about? What does that mean?
Honey, did I say anything weird to you before? Was there a man here?
I don't think so.
Did you forget anything?
Yeah, so you have amnesia at the start of the game.
Oh, good. If you didn't, I would have been like...
Why is it called that?
Come on.
I think that's every single amnesia game. Like, I'm kind of shocked that they haven't gone back on that premise. You start with amnesia.
Yeah,
and this is the last bit of the spoiler section because we are still in spoiler territory. Yeah. And this is something I think maybe the one thing I didn't really love about the story is the alien queen, who's one of the last surviving people of this like nightmare other realm. She just wants your baby because she can't have kids, which is kind of way too humanizing. Like, I think everywhere else you get this sense that these alien creatures don't even think about people as, like, alive. To them, they're like carrots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you walk past this horrible section where you're hiding through these strange massage chair chamber things that are just full of screaming people in pain that have just been left there to suffer forever.
Mm-hmm.
But then you meet the queen, and she's just like, I really want a baby. And I'm like, well, that's... You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're just suddenly very human to me. So I didn't love that. Anyway, spoiler song to end spoilers.
Spoiler! Spoiler!
Spoiler!
Let's get it spoiled in here.
Spoilers are over. Welcome back to listeners that didn't want to hear any spoilers for Amnesia Rebirth.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, you missed out on a lot of good times.
You missed out on a lot of good bits.
So much going on.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Something else I really liked about it is that, as opposed to the other Amnesia game I played, so much more linear.
Yeah.
So much more. You
like linear?
In a game like this, yes. Because if a game is like, go to find the different rooms with all the different cogs or whatever, I'm bored. I just want to get this game over and done with. I want to do the story.
How do you feel about being in a house? Like, if it's like, hey, you got to find things in this house.
That's okay, but the...
Are you just talking about being in life? I was like, how do you feel about being in a house? You got to cook your dinner every day.
You got to feed yourself.
You got to feed yourself. You got to find...
Tell you what, I don't love it.
Oh, okay.
The fact that I got to feed myself every night is absurd.
I keep putting down my keys somewhere, can't find them. I hate the game of my house. I really hate it.
I like house.
You like being in a house?
I was was making a friendship bracelet the other day. I had the pliers in my hand. Yeah. In my hand. I put them down, stood up to get something with the kitchen, came back, gone. Where'd they go?
Did you find them?
Yeah.
Where were they?
Tangled up in a blanket. And also they were like needle nose, so I could have really hurt
myself. Yeah. Really wrong
yeah,
there.
I know. So yeah. I'm adding extra obstacles to my
to house
to make the difficulty.
Yeah, you're playing on hardcore
mode. How'd the friendship bracelet turn out, though?
They're real bad.
So it was worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it. I've got, like, I'm going to not make friends. I think I'm going to make enemies by giving
anti-friend. That's great.
So that's good. I got enemy bracelets.
Beck, I thought we were friends, but you've handed me this atrocity.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
No, I don't know. I just liked the way this game would just keep you moving through the puzzles.
Yeah.
And every puzzle, as opposed to Where Are the Cogs, it would be puzzles like, oh, I need to push this cannon into the like weak floor to get to this next room.
Yeah.
Oh, the cannon's missing wheels. Well, of the four rooms in this building, they'll probably be in the room with the other cannons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Which is nice. Still gives you the like, oh, I solved a puzzle, but like it's just not wasting your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good. I definitely makes me want to play the other Amnesia games just to see if they
You want to play a Machine of Pigs or Machine for Pigs or whatever?
It's got a great name.
Machine of Pigs.
I think it's a Machine for Pigs.
I don't think you needed to clarify. Both are weird.
Yeah, one's not better than the other.
No. I don't know if you like a Machine for Pigs. It features several interlocking storylines. Some take place. Yeah. Actually, this sounds like Eternal Darkness. Some take place in the past, some in the present. Some are overtly real, while some may be imagined.
I don't think this game exists. This is too vague.
It doesn't sound like much is really happening.
Yeah.
And then Amnesia the Bunker I want to really play because they've just completely put the... It's like open world now or something, and the monster is just...
In a bunker?
Yeah, so it's like World War One. You're in a bunker. There's a monster.
Yeah.
You need to keep the generators going and figure your way out, but the monster just will chase you anywhere, and it's like a resource management game. Sounds far more stressful than the other ones. Anyway.
I will just quickly say with a Machine for Pigs, I can probably explain the character you mostly play as, and it'll make you want to play the game heaps. Yeah. You are a wealthy butcher... who wakes up that has had a fever for months.
A long fever is funny.
Yeah,
like a butcher has had a fever for several months and then the game happens.
I kind of love that.
I'm in.
You had
I'm
some
sold.
Weird salami.
Yeah.
I've remembered I had salami. I'm not going to eat that. All right, game
and
sold.
I guess you're called, if you're a butcher and the enemies are like pigs and stuff, that's pretty.
You're kind of good.
That's
like,
pretty
sort of.
Yeah, but that's also, yeah. That's like putting, it's like in the Scooby-Doo Monsters Unleashed movie when Scooby and Shaggy have to fight a fairy floss monster and they're like,
wait a second. Dude, this is like, I know exactly what to do here.
I'm going
to
eat the shit out of this guy. Yeah.
No, I really liked Amnesia Rebirth. I liked it way more than I was expecting to. It wasn't maybe like as scary, like minute to minute as like other horror games are, but in terms of overall vibe and punchiness, I thought it was really good. I'm going to go 4 thumbs and a knock.
Oh, yeah.
Amnesia Rebirth.
That's
yeah.
good. And Beck, what have you been playing or potentially playing with?
Ew, that sounds alluring. It's sexy.
It is. Video games are alluring and sexy.
And especially regarding GameCube.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the
yeah.
sexiest console
the
they
sexiest.
Ever made.
Look at that cube.
It's well, so cube.
I wanted to talk about something a little left field, but GameCube was like my console. I
That's
loved
awesome.
It.
Loved the GameCube.
It was the first console I ever had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Begged my parents for it.
Mm-hmm.
My nana got me it.
Oh, shout out to Beck's nan.
Shout out to Nan.
Thank you, Nan. And I just, and also, because the games were quite expensive, I didn't have that many.
Yeah.
I had 4. I had, sorry, I'm leading up to what I'm going to
remember. No,
that's okay. Beck's history with the GameCube is exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, this is good.
This is good. Every time I speak to someone that also had a GameCube, I want to know everything.
Yeah.
So I had Pikmin.
Yep.
Nice.
Wonderful. Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Yep.
Of course, classic.
Animal Crossing.
Okay, Animal Crossing.
Yeah. Animal Crossing.
Mr. Rossetti.
Sonic Adventure Battle 2.
Yes!
So these games...
Rolling around at the speed of sound.
These were like the games we had. My sister also got Luigi's Mansion at one point.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Spooky.
And that's a great game.
Yep.
So we had these games. These were like the core games I had on the GameCube. Played the heck out of them. And one thing that a few of these games could use was the... GameCube Game Boy Advance Link cable.
I'm a huge GameCube guy, but I never had this.
This is interesting. So this is not, and just to separate it, this isn't the peripheral that went on the bottom of the GameCube.
No, not the
Game Boy Advance
player.
No, yeah.
which just played them. This is a cable that is so specific. It's a cable that goes into the controller socket, and you could put your Game Boy Advance, plug it in, mm-hmm. and use it essentially in a variety of different games.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of different ways.
It was the Tingle tracker on Wind Waker.
I never had Wind Waker, but I did read up about this because I was like, what else did it
What was it capable of?
Four Swords Adventure. So that's another Zelda game.
Yeah. Swords Adventure was great as well. My friend had it.
Yeah. Apparently the hardest thing, every time that game comes up, everyone's like, the hardest thing was finding four people to play a GameCube with. And every time I read that joke, I hope the author dies.
I agree. Actually, in saying that, I only had three people we usually played with. But that's fine. Four Swords Adventure.
You had a Three Swords Adventure, which is still good.
That's still enough. So the controller cable was one of the, like, I remember saying to my mum, like, going like, Mum, we have to go to Toys R Us. I was like begging her. I'm like, please get me this cable so I can play with my friends. Like, because all my friends could play, but I just needed this one extra cable. It was like, I think it was also $25. It wasn't like a cheap.
It's pretty,
it was cheap-ish, but it's not like.
For a cable, I guess.
For a cable, that's pretty expensive.
Yeah. It's especially when you're trying to explain it to a parent that doesn't quite understand. Yeah. Now, as an adult with income, if I was like, oh, sweet, if I buy this $25 cable, it's going to turn something I have into a controller. Yeah. That's fine. That's fun. But if you're like, Mom, you do not understand the concept of video games.
No.
You know my Game Boy?
Yes.
It's going to plug into my GameCube. But I need $25 and we need to go to Toys R Us right now, otherwise I can't play with my friends.
But for some reason, Mom, I think that was my argument, and she was convinced of it and went,
well done.
We went down to the Frankston Toys R Us.
Yeah. When I was like 10, I reckon my angle for this would have been like, Mom, controllers are like $100.
That would have been smart.
But if you buy this one $25 cable, then my Game Boy becomes a controller. You save $75, Mom.
And do you know what? I probably already convinced her because I convinced her to get the Spice GameCube controller.
Yeah.
The
orange
one.
Beautiful controller.
Beautiful. Don't think it was more money, but I think I already had a purple one.
Yeah.
I was like,
indigo.
You don't understand. I need the orange one as well.
Gotta play with my friends, Mom.
Yeah, and I just used to mostly play by myself.
No, that's fair.
But the Game Boy Advance.
Well, I think out of the games you listed, only one was multiplayer.
Yeah, that's yes.
Yeah, Pikmin was great. Oh, I had such good time.
Pikmin rocks.
No, actually, they all are multiplayer.
Really?
Yes. Oh, not Animal Crossing. You can't play two at once.
Did you say you could have four houses?
You can have four houses.
Oh, so you
can
swap
watch
between
someone
them.
Else watch you play Animal Crossing, which happened a lot. But
is Pikmin multiplayer?
No. No, Pikmin's not multiplayer.
Okay.
I just said Pikmin out loud, and I was like, that was the one you played by yourself.
Yeah. Smash Bros. Is multiplayer.
Bros. Yeah. And Sonic you can play with two people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's a battle.
Yeah. Sonic Adventure
Sonic
2,
Battle 2, something.
It's in the name.
So two of those games use the Game Boy Advance cable.
Yeah.
Sonic did, and I also had the game that went with it, which I think was Sonic Adventure, Sonic Advance.
Yeah, Sonic Advance.
Oh, yeah, Sonic Advance, great game.
And you could put your Chao from the Chao guys. So Chao's are like little guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chao's are just little guys.
Blue
Tamagotchi
fellas.
Guys inside the game.
You give them items, they either turn black or blue. They either become an angel or a devil depending on which character you're looking after.
Yes. Let me tell you, I played through all of the Sonic Advances. Sonic Advance
1-3. You can also give them fruits. Anyway, continue.
Yes.
That's true.
To make them evil. Because fruits can make you evil.
Yeah, fruit. Hey, you eat the fruit in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
That's original sin, baby.
Yeah. That's true. You know, you've got a penis
bananas
now.
Bananas seem rude.
Yeah.
Bananas do seem rude.
It's a phallic fruit. But I played all three of them. I never knew what the hell was going on in that Chao Garden.
No.
I would go in as Knuckles and I would be like, what the hell? Who are these guys?
Whereas I would go in there and be like, this is the whole game.
Yeah, time to look after these guys.
What else is this game about? Is there a Shadow the Hedgehog? I don't give two shits. I am raising my beautiful children, my beautiful blue boys.
Do they have like evolve or something at the end? If you like fully leveled them up one way or another,
they would. If you gave them a bunch of stuff, I think that's when they became evil or good.
Like I think because they get horns or a
halo.
Also, I just want to point out this is not for the pod. This is the Chao Garden on my shirt.
Oh my god, it is
awesome.
Too.
I noticed. I was trying to figure out what. Easter egg. Thumb Cramp's Easter egg.
And she was wearing the Chao Garden the whole time on her t-shirt. And the people who recognize this, I'm like, you're a real one.
Yeah.
I'm testing everyone. I'm like, you know what? On my shirt,
then
I
you're not a real
you,
one.
Then you're, but if you don't, not a real one. But yeah, the Chow Garden, I used to hang out there all the time. So with the Game Boy Advance Link cable,
yeah.
you could take a Chow out of the garden, put it onto your Game Boy Advance, and then take care of it on your Game Boy Advance. And it would also, I can't quite, I should have looked up exactly what happened.
Yeah.
But I know you got extra, like there was a reason to do it as well.
Yeah, yeah, like you became a, yeah.
Yeah, it was just a way to level, like get them, level them up a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, because Chow have stats now.
They have stats.
And you can fight them.
You can fight them, you can race them.
Yeah, because that was new to Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Sonic Adventure 2. That was a garden, but I think it was just like,
here's you guys.
Give them pants or something.
Yeah, so you used to, and they you would get like little medals on them. They would get little medals.
That's so cool.
So I loved that. I loved being able to like take my Chow everywhere. Yeah. I thought that was a good use of the link cable. Another good use of the link cable was playing Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles. At
house. Yeah.
Phenomenal game. Loved it. I think it's one of the best party games. Good.
You're
it was just good.
Apoplectic.
I have good times. And the way that the link cable worked then is you had to, if you wanted to play multiplayer on Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, you needed Game Boy Advances and the link cables. You could not use controllers.
That's so funny.
And that is so, and
that's
all that
awesome.
Was on the screens was a menu. Like, it's not like, it wasn't necessary.
No.
It just is the way they did it.
Just someone
do you know
was
why
like,
they justified that? Because I got it in front of me.
Oh, yeah?
We're also still in the me using my laptop whilst doing thumb cramps era. Still, jury's still out
still
if I'm not, I don't
I
know
like
if I like it,
it
or not.
I don't know. He disappears.
Yeah. It's like
he fades away into the internet realm.
I go on the internet too much, but then I'm saying things like this where I'm like,
it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, I'm not reading anything not related to what we're talking about, but it does make me quieter.
You're not watching YouTube videos.
And you need another guy and he just sits in the corner with a laptop and just jabs at you.
Just, hey,
hey,
want to nerd
this? Random thing.
So the reason that they decided they opted for the Game Boy Advance to GameCube Link cable as a controller for Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles is so that everyone has access to the character and can access the individual menus without stopping the core gameplay.
Right. Oh.
Which makes sense, but why not just set it up at the beginning, which you do anyway. Like there's a moment at the beginning of each level where you can like
change all
make
your
choices
stuff.
And
stuff.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Why not just do that and then not? I mean,
I
it makes
guess
were
they
sense.
Like maybe this way everyone will have to buy a Game Boy Advance. Like,
I mean, it's also there's a bit of that in there as well. But it was so fun. I loved that game. I had some of the best memories with that game. I also have some of the weirdest memories with that game because they remade it for Switch. It's one of the few that escaped. GameCube
and. They wrecked it.
They wrecked it. Multiplayer did not work. I was in deep lockdown trying to play with
that
friends online.
Sucks.
Getting so sad, that being like, oh, I can relive my fantasy, my Final Fantasy. And they just, it wouldn't let me play it. But I did clock the game in one player.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Because
they,
I had the time.
I think it was so bad they removed it from the eShop for a while.
Wow. They offered to refund it, and I went, no, I will have my little broken game, please, because it costs so much money on eBay, and I know this as well.
Yeah.
And I never owned it myself, but I really loved it. I thought that was a fun game. Now, this is the last one thing I'll say about
mm-hmm.
it. The last game that uses this cable is Animal Crossing.
Okay,
which I've previously said.
Yeah,
and Animal Crossing, you have to have that cable if you want to go to Cap'n's Island, which is a thing that is in other Animal Crossing games.
Yep.
But if you didn't have the Game Boy Advance plugged in, turned on with the cable, there would be no one at the dock.
Oh.
Ever, I believe.
Yeah.
So that part of the game only exists.
That's crazy.
If you have a Game Boy Advance and a cable.
That's...
And that is Nintendo to a T.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? It's like you have to buy.
You got to have everything.
And all the. All that's on that island, too, is you. It's summer all time round, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's the idea. You can grow fruits.
Yep.
Coconuts are there.
That's good.
You can have, like, there's a little cabin, I believe. But also, Cap'n would sing these songs. And I would genuinely, as a kid, be like, this is poetry. You know, like, he would sing these songs
beautiful.
On the GameCube version. Like, there's one, I'm trying to find the one in particular so that I can read it out to you. There's one about a woman in particular that he sings
about.
Oh my
god. And it sounds so sad. I can't find it.
Is Kappa like a Kappa? Or is he like
I think he is a kappa.
He's a kappa.
K-A.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think so. Like a
little
like
turtle
a,
man.
Little, yeah, he's a little turtle man.
So I guess while you look that up, just to give you a bit of extra time back, I'll just read off some of the insane things that are locked in GameCube games that you can only unlock if you have the GBA link cable. Okay.
Hit me.
And they range from just like, hey, if you want to play as this character. So, for example, in the Lord of the Rings Return of the King game, it unlocks Sam Gamgee as a playable character and allows for blue rarity items to drop.
Okay.
And it ranges, you know, like you can trade stuff between both versions of the game.
Yeah.
For example, in All-Star Baseball 2004.
Okay, cool.
But then it does, like, there is some truly wild things like Dakar 2, which is Dakar. It's a racing game, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, you plug your Game Boy Advance in, and it lets you play the unreleased Game Boy Advance version of the game.
What the
They hid an unreleased
game. What the hell?
What the hell? That's crazy.
If you can only play it while it's plugged into the GameCube, then it's not handheld. So you're pretty much just like...
You can't... What's the point?
I love this. Do you want to hear some Cap'n poetry?
Yes. Yes, please.
Or do you, hey,
Luigi is not playable in Mario Golf Advance Tour unless you plug it into Toadstool Tour.
Phenomenal.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Luigi, Bowser, Waluigi, and Wario.
That's... Wait, then who the hell are you playing as?
This reminds me, too, of when finding out on the GameCube that if you wanted to unlock Mewtwo...
You had to play for 50 hours?
You had to play for 50 hours. You could leave a versus match open for 50 hours and walk away and come back and
smart.
Then get Mewtwo, right? But finding that out, I was like, Nintendo is on some different shit.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? How would you find that out? Like, what?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing to go like, oh, no, you need to plug the thing in to then get the thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it doesn't
It's not logical.
There's no logic.
It's not a logical leap.
It's like Nintendo is computer going like, oh, yeah. A plus B equals Z. And you're like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay,
sure.
Thanks, Nintendo.
Whatever. All right, Nintendo. Okay, cool stuff, dude.
Do you want to hear the poetry of Cap'n?
Oh, absolutely.
This one made me real sad.
Yep.
Okay.
This is Cap'n's poetry. As you plug in your Game Boy Advance link cable to get to the island in Animal Crossing on GameCube, me heart feels savage pangs from love's wicked fangs. I think oft of the soft song that she sang.
Wow.
That song that she sang.
Cap'n's going through
Cap'n's
it, dude.
Cap'n's really going through it.
I'd have to pause my game and maybe have a lie down if I was playing it and I just get hit with that randomly.
I just have to like look out the window at the backyard and just really think, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think with the GameCube, Game Boy Advance link cable, the stuff I would accept the most is like things like, oh, the like pretty much it becomes like how you use a Wii U.
Yeah.
Or like how Final Fantasy used it.
Well, that's the thing. It is very Wii U-esque.
Yeah.
And to know too that I don't think it was like particularly well received, the Game Boy Advance link cable functionality.
Yeah.
People used it.
But
like
to know it was so
goof.
Ubiquitous across so many games.
Yeah. To make it so that you have a console that is essentially that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without the, I mean, it's like, but it's sort of analog, like an old school, it's like a corded phone.
Yeah.
Like you suddenly had like the wireless. I remember getting the Wii U like going, this is so grotty.
Yeah.
This is the podcast to say this.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
This is so grotty. When I got the Wii U, I was like, I can play this video game in the toilet.
Because
you
course.
Can do that. You can
of
press
course.
The button. You don't even need to stop playing. You're playing at the screen. You're playing
you just
TV.
Press the one button.
You press the one button. You walk into the loo. Keep on trucking. Keep on trucking.
Exactly.
You're worried that was grotty.
Gaming. Yeah. That's the lie.
We had an emailer email in and say that they got yelled at by their cousin for playing the Switch whilst they take a shit because it's impossible to not accidentally piss on your Switch. And the person emailed us being like, what do they mean by this? And then we were like, what do they mean by this?
Do they mean they...
So basically...
Do they shit standing up? And are they like thinking about how you... If you're a boy, if you're masculine...
Mm-hmm. If you have a penis.
If you have a penis, stop, yeah.
And you piss and then you hold Switch. I agree. Hard to not... You need two hands for a Switch.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But
I mean,
are they holding their butt cheeks open... And pooping and holding the Switch.
I can't fathom.
They were saying that they've accidentally pissed on their phone whilst taking a shit.
You can't.
And I just don't
know how.
You can't
do that unless you're holding your arms between your legs and your phone in the toilet.
Dude, they have a crazy straw penis.
The only way that I could imagine this working is a crazy... crazy straw penis, or they're sitting too far forward on the toilet so that their penis is resting on the seat and they haven't realized and have pierced on the seat, which has
but
gone onto the phone.
The struggle is, if your penis is resting on the seat and your phone is below your penis,
you should see, you your, should penis. See your penis. Yeah.
But if you put your hand underneath where you're pissing and then you take it out and then you throw it at your switch, that's also
possible. If you've got some mad system where you piss in your hands.
Do you want to hear one last poetry from Kathy?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's hear it.
Oh, I've lost hand.
Well, that's okay. I'll just quickly say that one time I was taking a piss and using one hand to hold my penis.
Yeah.
But then my other hand was like resting on my leg.
Yeah.
And I sneezed and through reflex raised my hand to cover my face to sneeze, but went straight through the stream. But I stopped before I got it to my face, but I was like, I just pissed all over my hand.
That's so funny.
I was like, why did I do that?
That's
that was
awesome,
dumb.
Dude.
Also, just like, every part of you has something coming
out. I was like, "Hurt!" Like I probably, I was like, "Achoo!" Oh,
phenomenal.
Oh,
just
no.
Pissy.
One last poem.
Okay.
Ye can't go wrong with me cucumber song. Cucumbers, cucumbers, they make me strong. They're the best ripe and cold, long before they get old. They're so good, no one could let them grow mold.
That's beautiful.
That would also make me have to look out the window into the night and have a think.
Huh.
Well, cucumbers are really special.
Anyway, I loved that cable. I think it's an interesting one because
you're making me want to buy it so bad.
I'm so sorry. It's fun, but also it is so silly. Like,
yes.
it is a
truly
silly
absurd
thing. And I think that's what I like about it too, is that it is so unnecessary.
Yeah.
But I think for me, the unnecessary stuff in life is the stuff worth grasping onto with both hands and then making sure you don't piss on your face, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, didn't piss on my face.
Didn't piss on your face.
Just pissed on my pants. Okay. And my hands, not my pants. Didn't piss my pants either. Just pissed on my hands. And then washed my hands immediately after, obviously. Game.
I don't believe that.
Nothing makes you sound more like a guy who pissed his pants than saying I didn't piss my pants.
Listeners, let me tell you, if I pissed my pants, I would say I pissed my pants.
You'd be the first to hear about it. That is true.
You can buy these cables because they made third-party versions as well.
Yes.
So they're actually pretty cheap.
Oh. Yeah.
You can get them for like $15.
The third-party version was not available when I was getting them.
I feel like third-party stuff was a nightmare to get.
Yes,
when,
absolutely.
In Australia, I don't know. Like, everyone used to joke about Mad Cats.
Yeah.
Mm.
Could not see Mad Cats GameCube
stuff
for
remember
a long time.
That.
I had a Mad Cats GameCube memory card, and that was my first memory card for the GameCube because it was cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
But when we started doing February Cube last year, I plugged that Mad Cats memory card into my GameCube. It had corrupted.
Yeah.
Oh, that
a lot of those
sucks.
Second part or those third party peripherals. I got some because we got a PS2 sent into us, and I was like, well, I need a memory card. And then, looking into those third party ones just completely do the memory wrong.
Yeah.
Like, but it's partially because the PlayStation 1 did the memory crazy.
Yeah.
But to try and, anyway, it's a real risk.
One good thing about the GameCube is that if you did buy Animal Crossing, you got a free memory card.
Yeah, because
it used so
most
much
of
memory.
It.
But you could save like one more thing on it.
Yeah, so.
So I still have that memory card.
Because it came with a 59 slot memory card.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hang on, let's see.
It's gray.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is all I got. And I had a black one, which I think was also a real Nintendo one because I worried
one.
Too much about it not.
Yeah.
Black one is the 251. So the two official GameCube memory cards, one has 59 blocks, which is the gray one.
Yeah.
And one has 251 blocks, which is the black one.
That's a what a
why
job.
Did they not just round up or down? I do not know.
Because Nintendo only knows why they do the things they
Nintendo
do.
Nintendo what Nintendo does, or whatever people say.
Okay, so the memory card. So the save file for Animal Crossing takes between 58 blocks, so that's a whole memory card minus one, or 61, which is too big for the memory card they gave
phenomenal.
You.
Phenomenal.
That's so
love.
Funny.
Phenomenal and love.
How many thumbs for the out of five, how many thumbs for the link cable?
I think, look, it annoys me that it makes some bits of games inaccessible.
Yeah, yeah. That
I
is,
think you
yeah.
should still be able to access those games. In saying that, one thing I didn't add was that also in Animal Crossing you had NES, like things you could play.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you could put that onto your game.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That's
kind of
cool.
Anyway,
So
I think there's enough cool stuff there that I really like it. I don't like the exclusivity, I love the silly goofiness, so I'm giving it 4 thumbs.
Yeah,
I think
nice.
It's 4 thumbs.
Beautiful.
Four thumbs.
That's pretty good.
Real solid one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of solid,
yeah.
Jackson, is it someone at the door?
Somebody at the door. Hey, everybody, it's me, Mr. Ads.
Mr.
I'm here
Ads.
To give the ads. I'm back. We've never met before. My name's Mr. Ads. I deliver the ads to all podcasts, but Film Cramps is the only one where they let me talk.
Yeah, we don't edit him out of this one.
Every other podcast edits me out for some reason. Scumbags. And I'm not edited out of Film Cramps. I'm here to deliver some ads.
Something kind of nice about people editing ads out, though. Yeah. That feels like,
They just edit me delivering the ads out.
They still put that money in their big podcasting pockets. That makes me sick, Mr.
Right,
Ads.
Now
me
I'm disgusted. I'm vomiting.
Well, thanks so much, Mr. Ads. And let's hear those ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Thank you. Great guy.
Wonderful man. Trouble.
He seems a lot like in much better spirits than he has the last
really
couple of weeks.
He troubled last episode.
He's got a lot of problems. He's got an addiction to buying fish tanks.
But he doesn't have any fish.
Yeah, he wants to buy, and he converted his home pool to a place to store empty fish tanks for his fish and what he calls dials, short for crocodiles.
Right.
And him and his wife are...
Mrs. Ads.
Yeah, she came in last week. There was a whole thing.
But he seemed in good spirits
today. Yeah, I think
today.
They must have
that's
sorted
good.
It up.
No, that's nice. Yeah. I feel like it's... Look, you go through stuff.
Yeah,
exactly.
And sometimes...
You come through stronger on the other side.
Yeah.
Or other times you get divorced.
Yeah. I mean, you can sell the glass from tanks for a lot.
Yeah.
That's true. I think that was the problem because he had to sell his Rolls Royce that he won on the track the week before to buy these fish tanks.
Yeah, he's
going through it.
Yeah.
And speaking of going through it, it's time to head to the thumbcrampspod@gmail.com emails and hear
place.
From our listeners.
Is it normal today?
Yeah.
It's so rarely normal, Beck, let me tell you.
I've heard.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a really, 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 really good place. Actually, you know what? We'll start with this one.
Okay.
This is from David. And David says, "Dear video game boyfriends and immaculate guest, I don't understand why anyone's complaining about the spoiler song.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, it's useful, it's hard to miss. Shut up if you hate the spoiler song or I'll Jeff you up. Sincerely, David." David Bourne. He signs off with his whole name.
David said it, not us.
Not a coward.
But I'll say it too. If you got a problem with it, shut up.
David Bourne might have been a Gamer Game patron. I vaguely remember Evan saying, David Bourne.
David Bourne.
In the read at the end.
Oh my God,
David
it's David Bourne.
I respect you so much. I respect you, number one, for loving music. Like Triple J.
David Bourne then says, P.S. Dusha, when you played Star Fox Adventures, did that awaken any hint of becoming a furry in you? No. No, it did not.
I got so much respect for furries, dude.
Do you?
Yeah, good on them.
It's hot.
It is hot. Wait, you
I'm
mean
sorry.
Hot in the costume,
it's
not hot.
It's physically warm within, or who knows?
Not hot as
maybe
it
was.
I think it's awesome. I think it rocks.
Well, speaking of animals, this is from a coward who doesn't start off with a name, but the subject of the email is Thumb Cramps Changed My Dog.
Oh, no.
What could that mean?
I recently started working from home in my new job role, and whilst I've been working, I've had Thumb Cramps playing in the background. My girlfriend asked me if I thought Bonnie, our dog, seemed more mental and strange in the last few weeks. The only change in Bonnie's situation is that she's now forced to listen to Thumb Cramps. Any ideas on how to make my dog normal again?
Yes.
I know it's too late for me.
Switch this off.
Yeah.
Give it a switch.
We wrecked the dog.
We're talking directly to the dog now if we've got anything to say.
Bonnie,
come here. Come here, Bonnie.
Bonnie. Oh, wait, that's a cat thing I just did.
Hey, Bonnie. It's
you can do
it's
kissy at a dog.
You can do kissy at a dog.
Yeah, they come.
Hey, Bonnie, wear thumb cramps.
Hey,
I'm sorry about your brain.
Bonnie, if you're listening, that's embarrassing. Bonnie, if you're listening, you have severe brain damage.
Get out of the house. Run away.
Go outside. You need to get outside.
Eat some grass and then throw up the grass, Bonnie. Yeah,
that'll help, Bonnie. That'll throw up the bad things you've heard.
Go to Petstock. Yeah. Go in the aisles. They won't stop you.
You're a dog. No, it's like you're meant to be there.
Yeah, no one wants to work there. It doesn't seem like. Every time I go there, I'm like, you poor people.
Yeah.
You can go, Bonnie, for some reason they put the treats accessible to dogs on the bottom shelf. They're empty. They're open.
Get out of there. It will fix you.
It'll fix you.
Step one, Bonnie. Yeah. Go outside. Step two, eat grass. Step three, throw up. Step four, now you've got an empty tummy. Yeah. Get the pet stock.
Get the pet stock.
Eat the food that's at your level for some reason.
And if you run, I don't think they'll stop you.
They won't stop you.
They won't stop you. They'll be like, aww. Can't stop a dog stealing.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, wait, he's robbing the pet stock.
You can't convict the dog
of
larceny.
You can't send a dog to jail, Bonnie.
Run, Bonnie.
They couldn't do it. No court in the country would convict you.
See, Bonnie, I think since your brain's a bit...
A bit what?
A bit what?
That's why we're bad for dogs.
That's why we're bad for dogs. Would you like to make a bleep that Dusha can put in over the top of that?
If you want to make a... Yeah, okay, there we go. That's a good one.
So, Bonnie, since your brain's a bit messed up, it's time to get into... criminal activity.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm not saying that all criminals have messed up brains. I'm just saying
for
a good
dog, Bonnie, is the time.
Bonnie, no court in the country will find you guilty if you rob a pet stock. No. You just need to say, woof, woof, Thumb Cramps told me.
Thumb Cramps told me to ruin.
Thumb Cramps told me to rob the wreck stock.
You've implicated yourselves. we were free. We were out. We were clear. We could have just got this dog doing all these crimes. Now it's coming back to you.
Rick from Raimi, right? Amy Rame told me to do this. Good girl, Bonnie.
Good girl, Bonnie.
Anyway, Bonnie, sit. I hope that worked.
Yeah,
anyway, next email. This is from Archie. In response to Jackson's question about gooning is the subject. And I think this will be a good place
stuff. Don't remember it. Excited to hear the answer.
Well, it's good because Archie touches on your question.
Good stuff.
Hello, my gamer boyfriends and goonable guest. During last week... Welcome to Thumb Cramps. People just be saying shit. During last week's discussion of gooning, Jackson asked, can you goon with others?
Yeah.
So first of all, Archie, mean 2 weeks ago discussion. But yes, that is the question you posed,
Jackson.
Okay,
can you goon? Do you have to goon alone?
And Archie says, I'm just here to say that if you go to the top post of all time in the r/gooncave subreddit, you'll find a short video of two gooners jerking their cocks off together, maybe like 30 centimeters apart. I know that Dusha quickly concluded that you can definitely goon with others, but I just wanted to make sure that Jackson knew that community...
No, it's nice to have the evidence.
That the community and platonically beating off with your friends is a big part of the gooning lifestyle. Kind of like what you were doing in the forest with that friend during high school, Jackson.
Good stuff.
Video games are cool, Archie.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I'm really glad to hear
that. That isn't something that I added. The email actually says kind of like what you were doing in
the
forest.
I think back in the day, what people before gooning was a thing.
Yeah.
Because I remember reading on the internet years ago.
People jacking off as a I was going to say as a family, but as a group of
friends. It was like people on like Craigslist looking for like anonymous whack-off buddies. And they would do it to, they said they had crystals around their necks.
Crystals?
Yeah, that they had crystals and they needed a J.O. buddy to help them charge their crystal.
Yeah.
So we've been gooning.
Yeah.
You know, as a team.
Well, I mean, like, cavemen probably gooned and got smarter.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, like, gooning now sends you back to caveman brain.
Yeah, but if you're a caveman, it'll only make you cleverer. That is true.
Just stuck on crystals.
Mm.
Like, it's interesting to have gooning in the same part of my brain. It's like, Ishka mums.
Yeah. Ishka mums, gooning dads.
Didn't know this.
Yeah.
Ishka son or gooning daughter.
Yeah.
It's actually beautiful. Life is good.
Yeah. Well, if you want to send us an email, you can hit us up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
Fabulous.
So you can do that.
You're allowed to do that.
The thing you have to do
is
you
required.
Have to leave a 5-star review of Thumb Cramps. You can write whatever you want.
Doesn't matter what's in there. It just needs to be 5 stars. Help us trick the algorithm. I don't care if you think the pod is bad.
Even if you think the pod is bad, you've listened so much that you got to this part of the episode and you will think, well, this podcast is bad, but I would love to trick someone to... book them for something because they think that the podcast is good because it has lots of 5-star ratings.
Exactly. Hey, the world's already bad. Let's make it worse.
Yes!
Let's turn into the skid or whatever. Let's
turn into the
skid. Turn away from the skid? Let's have a car crash.
Let's
have a car crash.
So this is a 5-star review, but the subject of the review is 1 star.
Beautiful.
I forgot about the previous 1-star review I wrote where I asked to stop the spoiler noise. It was close to Christmas, so I was probably drunk at the time. 6 weeks later, I hear Dusha reciting it back to me. Anyway, appreciate breaking your policy to read it out. And yes, I should know by now that this is indeed a hostile environment. Mm-hmm. Please accept this 5-star review as an apology. And with this apology in mind, will you please stop that jeffing noise? No!
Yeah, sorry, buddy. Sorry.
You locked out.
Wish we could help you, but
And then we've got another 5-star review here. Mm. Helps turn your brain off. 5 stars. I needed a new podcast to help turn my brain off to get to sleep. I can't be left alone with my thoughts. Don't try and share Thumb Cramps with your loved ones. They won't understand. I tried playing the section of an episode a few weeks ago with Jackson reciting all of his showers to my wife, and I'm pretty sure she thinks less of me now.
What? You picked the worst part. Pick a semi-normal game review. What are you doing?
No, I think it's good to be honest with your wife. Even though in previous episodes I've been like, do not tell your wife about Thumb Cramps.
I guess if you're like, I got to tell my wife or my husband, my partner, I got to tell them about Thumb Cramps. You don't want to be dishonest. Start with the showers or the goon talk or whatever, you know.
Hey, I don't want to put too much spicy into this because it might not happen. But in the future, we might actually be having the partner of a previous guest come on this show, which will be the first ever couple that's appeared separately on Thumb Cramps.
That's exciting, dude.
And I don't know if they're going to be allowed to talk about coming on Thumb Cramps to each other, because as we know, if you look back to fill you in, people that have showed Thumb Cramps to their partners have then broken up pretty much immediately.
Yeah. We've had a couple of people email in that exact
situation.
Feels
like a good hack.
Yeah.
I got to get out of this relationship. Yeah. Here's Thumb Cramps.
Hey, you want to listen to this That's video game review podcast?
Hang on, so wait, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Evan's been on.
Oh yeah, Evan's been on the show.
Oh my god, of course.
Have you doomed my relationship? It is just a spoiler. Valentine's Day today. What have you done to us?
No,
I didn't know this curse. You've handed me this curse podcast
on Valentine's Day.
What have you done? Beck. What hell have you wrought?
I forgot about Evan, but I would also say that Evan is the only guest that has appeared on Thumb Cramps where I think we have actively helped his life.
He needed help.
Every time he came on with
Cookie Clicker. Yeah. I know this. No, I know.
And then anytime he told us about Cookie Clicker, he said it like it was normal, but it was scary to hear.
It was never normal.
No, it wasn't.
And then he told us he came on to review something that wasn't Cookie Clicker, but then we asked for Cookie Clicker update, and it was the most scary thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, he really, like, and I was there. I was there for the Cookie Clicker.
You were living through it.
I was watching him on 2 phones at once playing Cookie Clicker.
And 1 phone that was constantly plugged in.
My phone was always there.
And it was getting really hot.
That phone I saw every day. Yeah. And I was like, this is representative of larger problems. I didn't fix it though. Let him go.
It sorted itself out.
This is the first couple that's been on. Let us know if you break up. I fingers crossed you don't.
I hope it doesn't happen. I think if you just keep the Thumb Cramps talk to a minimum. Evan says, how was it? You say, you just zip your lips.
Yeah. I don't think he'll ask.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good.
That's ideal.
If he asks, just walk out of the room.
I will.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Well, actually, this is a perfect segue because, Beck, thank you so much for joining us. So we've got a couple of things. One, where can we find you? We've already mentioned Gamey Game a little bit, but fill us in properly. But also, you've got a Melbourne International Comedy Festival show coming up.
Wazza.
Which I can't say because it is called Nerd and then a rude word.
You know what?
Nerd, effing, and jeffing.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to get this.
No, actually, do you know what it isn't called that? Because it's called Nerd F Star. Asterisk CK.
Yeah. Oh!
So, because I am too much of a nerd to have actually put the word. So it is actually safe.
That's great. Safe for schools.
Yeah, yeah. It's censored, much like if you say it on this podcast.
And my show is definitely safe for children. Please don't come with your kids. Someone came to with... Anyway, don't. I'm not getting into it.
So hang on, you're saying that not to come to your show Nerd F Star CK with your children.
No.
Yeah. But then you were about to say that someone did.
Someone went to my last show with their kid, and I was an over 18 show, and the vibe was strange. And I kept like going to them. And then also it was about Christmas.
Yeah.
And there is this thing with Christmas, and I'm not going to say on this podcast just in case kids are listening.
Yeah. No. This podcast is safe for schools, but sex talk is allowed because they teach sex ed in schools.
It's a class.
This isn't about sex. This is about a particular part of Christmas where you could ruin a part of Christmas if you said it.
And then I understand.
Work out what I was going to say to not ruin Christmas for a child while trying to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Strange vibe. But this show, no Christmas.
Oh, thank God.
No Christmas at all. Yuck. But I do have currently a post-it note on my thing and a whole bit about GameCube stuff. So if you are interested in hearing about the trials and tribulations of being a nerd from the perspective of someone who is probably like you, if you want to laugh at being sad, come along. I think that's what the show's going to be.
That
I'm very
rocks.
Excited. It's at Tasma Terrace.
Hell
which
yeah.
Is a fun little venue.
Whole run for the festival?
Half run for the festival. So second half as well. So you've got enough time to go, oh, there's a comedy festival? Oh, I didn't even know.
Oh, yes, sir. What's showing?
And then you can come
showing?
At the end when you've forgotten.
That's awesome. So tickets are on sale
tickets
now?
Tickets are on sale right now. You can see my face being a little nerd. I made some braces out of clay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it runs from the 8th to the 21st of April?
Correct.
Hell yeah. Nailed it.
Come along. 14 shows. No gaps. It's going to be real weird at the end.
Whoa. Yeah, that's that last weekend's going to be wild.
Yeah, I'm gonna be
that's
like,
the
whoa.
One to see.
So come along. And then otherwise, I am everywhere on the internet at Beckness. Catch me on Twitch where I do weird shit pretty consistently.
Yeah. Well, your Twitch link will be in the show notes below. And also we'll chuck a link to Gamey Gamey Game in
there
too.
Yeah,
Gamey Game is a show we do. It's not about games.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stop saying it's about games. It has game in it three times. But I think it's Evan, who's the host, wants to make a show about games.
Mm-hmm.
And the comedians do not.
Yeah.
And that is the show.
Yeah.
So if you are interested in that, if you're not interested in, if you're interested in games but you don't want to learn anything, it's the show for you. And it looks nice. It's nice to look at.
I think if you're a Thumbcrows fan, that describes you perfectly.
If you go through the YouTube algorithm, and I don't know why I said algorithm, that's not what I meant.
No.
What I meant was, if you're like, oh, Gamey Game, that sounds interesting. I don't know where to start. Hey, me and Jackson have also been on it.
Yeah.
So if you want to see, if you want to safe in, just scroll through the thumbnails till you see one of us.
I'm on an episode where I had the worst headache of my life throughout it, and for some reason came on the show instead of going home and lying down.
You're really good on it, too.
I don't remember.
I was
in such pain that I barely remember what happened.
Well, it's a good episode.
Listen to that one and see me spacing out. I think I asked a friend who watched it. I was like, how was it? And he's like, are you okay? He's like, your eyes went crossed a couple of times.
It was very late.
It was late and I was, I had a good time.
It was nice. We'll have you back when you... No, we'll hurt you again.
Yeah. I think that's what makes me funny if I'm in tremendous pain.
Yeah. I think the other winner was Zach Ruane from Arnie Donna came on and accidentally had a sleeping pill.
Yeah.
I highly recommend that episode.
Yeah,
that's
a
episode
good one.
Is very funny.
That sounds incredible.
Because he starts it by going, I need to be up front and tell everyone I've accidentally... He thought he was taking a... antihistamine.
Yeah.
And he took a sleeping pill.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's so funny.
And instead of going to bed, he just tried to power through it.
Yeah. Wait, and you're on an episode where you huff a Steam Deck. So
I actually opt out of huffing the Steam Deck.
Coward.
Because I've smelt a Steam Deck before.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if you smelled it.
I don't.
Did you not?
I did not.
All right.
Well, another episode I went on, I drank milk and Coke together.
That's
all happening.
Yeah. So if this sounds good, make sure you check out Gamey Gamey Game on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps. Beck, thank you so much for coming on. Sorry we wrecked your relationship. And to every gamer out there, we're recording this on Valentine's Day, but this is actually coming out like a week later.
Yeah, that's
true. We've tricked you.
Yeah.
But happy Valentine's Day. I hope that you didn't tell any of your partners about this.
Yeah.
Goodbye, gamers.
Goodbye,
and keep on
February
gaming.
Goodbye, February Cube as well.
And goodbye, February Cube.
We'll see you next month for something special.
Yeah, and maybe if you head to our Instagram account, we'll post it before the episode comes.
Exactly.
Out. So
the going.
Announcement will be there. So follow us, Thumb Cramps Pod, on Instagram. Goodbye, gamers.
Goodbye, gamers. Keep gaming. Never stop.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.